The show is brought to you by patrons such as Prankcast Wishes Your Mom a Happy Mother's Day, if you know what I mean, Phone Losers of America, Gobi, Lean, Fancy Pants, MST3 Clay, Gordo, Crispy, and Mr. Turbois. Thank you to everyone for supporting the show, as well as supporting the Madhouse Restoration Project, of which you can find out more at patreon.com/madhousemilitia. You can also find out more about the show itself at immoralhole.com. That's immoralhole.com.
Thank you for calling Motel 6.
Hey, what's up?
Huh? Hello?
My grandma, she's in the other room. She walked into the other room.
Sorry, what?
My grandma, Miriam, she walked into the other room and there's like two guys in there or something and they closed the door. Can you hear them?
Oh, God.
No.
Listen, I put the phone next to the wall. I put the phone to the wall.
Okay, wait. Why you're not helping her? What room is she in?
Because I think she's happy.
What
listen, I put
she?
The phone to the wall. I put the phone to the wall. Listen.
Oh, God, yes. Put it in, man.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you have coffee table? You have coffee of table?
Yeah.
Okay. You grind it up, you drink it, you drink the coffee table?
No. Who's this?
Oh, you should... I need to drink the coffee.
Drink
from the
coffee?
Table. Yeah, from the table.
I have a coffee table... For giveaway, for say, or giveaway, I have that at the button. It's in the garage.
Can we grind it up?
No, it's at the
table up.
No, it's at the Dakota Manor. That's where the stuff is sitting at.
It's sitting out.
No, in.
You leaving all the coffee out there?
No.
You got the coffee,
regular,
the table that's made of coffee, right?
No,
want to grind up that table.
Drink it. It's a regular coffee table. It's a coffee table to sit in front of a coat. That's what that
hey,
is.
Hey, ask him if it's dark roast or medium roast.
Is that Colombian roast coffee the table's made out of?
No, it's a brown table.
Can we put it in a French press?
No.
I just want to drink some coffee.
God damn it.
No.
We can't do nothing with this damn table.
I want to drink the table down.
Yeah, god damn it. You said coffee table. We wanted a coffee table. God damn it.
Is this the coffee table itself and put it in front of the couch to set stuff on it?
You put stuff on your coffee table? What the hell is wrong with you?
Why
don't we just get this coffee table? It's fine. We can use it. You know, we can use the table. We get the coffee table and I lay you down on it. And I just, you know, start kissing you on your back.
Good night.
Start pouring the coffee on your ass crack and let it drip down in my mouth. Would you like that, motherfucker?
You still
would you
there?
Like that, man?
Hello?
Hey, Smart TV?
Yeah?
What's so goddamn smart about it?
I don't know.
How smart are you?
I don't know why.
Because I'm looking for a smart lady to watch the smart TV with, god damn it.
Oh, I'm not, I can't do that.
Why not, smart ass?
Because I'm probably twice your age.
I don't give a shit. The older the berry, the sweeter the juice. That's what I always say.
No, I don't do that.
Come on, when's the last time we got down and dirty with it? Back in the 70s?
No.
Well, it might do your body good, and I'm up. I'll give you a nice little tussle.
No, thanks. Not interested.
Can I knock the... Let me knock the dust off of your pussy.
Hello?
Hi there. You're looking for someone to till your garden?
Yes. Hold on just a minute, please. I'll get my husband.
All right.
This is a man wants to till your garden.
I asked him if he's got a hoe we can work with.
Hold on just a minute. I'll go get him.
All right.
God damn it. Got the fucking phone, goddammit. Pick that shit up. Bitch ass motherfucker. Dumb bitch. I'm gonna shove my foot right up your fucking ass, make you clear your throat to tie your shoe.
Hello?
Oh, there, sir. You're looking for a man to till your garden?
Yeah, I was kinda. What kind of wise have you got? What do you got to?
I got two men here and one apprentice man. And we can till your garden.
I can till your garden, sir. I'm the apprentice.
Well, yeah, what kind of rotor tiller have you got?
I got a hoe.
Oh, I see.
And he's got a rake.
Okay. No, I appreciate it, but I'm going to need a rotor tiller.
Wait, hold on. Talk to our manager, Dwight.
No! Okay. Tell that motherfucker we got a John Green tractor over here and we'll pull it across his goddamn yard.
We got the 2021 Mantis tiller we could bring out there.
We got a brush hog. Let me leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message.
All yours.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
God damn it, we need your goddamn golf cart. We're playing Mario Kart right here. Me and Dwight, he's driving and some fool just fucking cut in front of him. God damn it, fuck. Need your fucking golf cart. Come on, get that fucking golf cart over here right now, motherfucker. And fucking milkman just threw a fucking banana. God damn it, milkman.
Woo! I'm slipping around here. Woo!
Fucking throw that banana up your ass. God damn it.
You have reached Rose. We are probably outside working on the farm doing something, and we will be back in as soon as we can.
Rose, answer the phone. Rose.
She's doing something.
Rose.
Calling. Probably got a finger in that clitoris.
We can get back with you quickly. Rose.
She's fingering her pussy. That's what she's doing. I'll tell you what.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up and press 1 for more options.
Son of a bitch.
Rose, we're calling about the power nailer.
Rose, you're a stupid bitch.
Is it a top nailer or a bottom nailer? Can I mail it? Can you mail it to me? Can you give me a call at this here number?
God damn it.
God damn you.
I smell sardines, honey.
Uh-huh. Phone for right now, though. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi! Hello, sir. Do you have the rotary mower still available?
Yes, I do.
Oh, excellent. Have you ever run anyone over with it?
Not yet.
Well, that's good. I always worry about buying a mower that's got some lives on it, you know? Oh, your laugh is a little sinister, and it's Friday the 13th. I'm a little scared, to be honest.
Yeah?
Yeah? Is it a satanic mower?
No, but if I pulled you could make it one.
Oh, no.
Are you interested in it, or?
Well, I just want a nice Christian lawnmower.
It's not a lawnmower.
Well, it's a rotary motor mower. You push
no.
It, right? No?
No.
Oh.
You pull it with a tractor.
Oh, okay. Well, I got a tractor, so that works. that's fine. Yeah.
15-foot bat wing, single bat wing rotary mower. 540
oh.
PTO.
Oh, yeah. That's hot.
What is up with that?
Hey, honey, ask him if you think your tractor is sexy.
Hey, buddy, you think you're, you know, my tractor's sexy?
Got John Deere.
Mmm. I like being locked out through software DRM from using my.
Good evening. Thanks for calling Vagabond North. This is Alexandra. How can I help you?
Your name here is Sriracha?
Alexandra?
Oh. Well, that's a stupid name. I'm going to call you Sarah from now on. Sarah, I need some help.
How can I help you? My name is Alexandra, like Alex. A-L-E-X.
It's Sarah
not
now.
Stupid, sir.
S-A-R-A or S-A-R-A if you want to be dumb about it. I need directions. I'm very lost.
Okay, I do apologize, but I don't have to listen to the way you're speaking with me.
No, please help me. Give me directions, dude. Please, I need help getting there.
Vagabond North, how can I help you?
Hi, Mom. It's happening again. The poop's coming out the wrong way.
Excuse me?
It's coming out the wrong way, Mom. The poop.
Thank you for calling Vagabond South. It's Cheryl speaking.
Hi, Michelle?
Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Yes.
Oh, no, I was supposed to speak to Michelle. She said that she worked at this hour, and she wanted me to call her and tell her things on the phone that made her blush a little bit so everyone else got jealous around her. Is that you?
My name is not Michelle.
Oh. Well, are you having a good night?
Yes, I am. Are you?
Yeah, I'm having a great night. I call around places. I make sure, you know, all the Michelles of the world are happy and everyone else, you know, is just slightly less happy but also happy.
Okay.
Yeah, I just try to brighten up everyone's days and nights. That's all.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, is the cunt at the front there?
The what?
The cunt at the front.
Which one's that?
I don't think it's you, because you sound awesome, but it's the lady that was there earlier, and she was yelling at me. She said, you have to wear shoes, you have to wear a shirt, you have to wear pants. But, like, I don't swing that way, you know? I'm a free soul.
Well, I just got here at 3, so the one you talked to earlier is not here.
Oh, no, that's not you, no. Okay, well, if you see her, you know, just let her know I'm not pleased with the non-freeness that this establishment is exhibiting. You know, I just want to swing free with my pants on, mind you, but I just want, you know, not have to wear the shoes because it confines my toenails, which are overgrown and hurting very much. Feeling weird like that.
Thank you for calling Super 8 by Wyndham, Bakersfield, South California.
Oh, shut up. Shut the fuck up. Tell them where you are, you fuck.
Incorrect input.
Shut up.
Hey, you gotta
incorrect
it
input.
Backed up that you just,
it's
like,
three. It's always three.
That's going.
I try. It just doesn't care. Hello?
Thank you for calling Super 8 Bakersfield. How can I help you?
Hey, what's up?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Super 8.
Hey, what's up? Can you hear me?
Who is this?
Hello? This is
Who
Gerber.
Is this?
This is Gerber. I think my grandma went into the room next door. She didn't come back. I'm here with my grandma.
Who are you looking for?
My grandma, because, like, I can put my ear up to the phone, to the wall, and I can hear her, like, a little bit. There's, like, people, and she's there, too.
Shut me up. Yes.
Okay, bye.
Can you hear her?
Oh.
Can you hear
it? Oh?
Oh?
Hello?
Hello? You got the city bushels?
What?
Bushels? You got the seeds?
Seed oats?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some. I got too much, though.
Alright, you bathing in them yet?
Huh?
You bathing in them yet? This is Cricket. Cricket. My name Cricket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still. Yeah, I got a couple of guys call me. They're going to let me know this weekend if they're going to need it or not, so.
You bathing in it yet?
Huh?
You bathing in the seed?
No, I got a guy calling me here this evening. He's going to come tomorrow morning and take a look at it. You might take it, he said.
I like to bathe in the seed, if you know what I mean.
Well, it's a small seed oats. It's not a very big. It's called Natty seed oats.
Oh, yeah, I like to cover myself in the seed, if you know what I mean.
Well, I'll let you know if this other guy calls me.
Is he calling you, Dave?
He called me this evening. He's going to come tomorrow morning.
Is he calling the breed your seeds?
Natty. It's called Natty Seed Oats.
Natty Ice. $10 a bushel ain't so bad. Considering fuel prices and everything else.
Like I said, I'll give you a call back if this guy don't take it.
All right. Well, what's his number? You give me his number, I'll call him and we'll strike a deal.
I don't do business that way.
All right. That's smart. Right. You're being smart.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you later.
All right, honey, baby. I love you.
Janice, Barbara, how may I help you?
Harbor?
Yes?
Oh, good, it's you. You know, I didn't recognize you, you know, from the way your tone was, because it sounds like, is everything okay down there?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure, because, you know, I wasn't sure the way you answered the phone. Because earlier, when I checked in, you and I, you know, we had a moment there. Where I looked into your eyes as you charged my card, and I looked back, and I licked my lips behind my mask.
Oh, okay. What can I do for you, sir?
Oh, I can't seem to get the X stuff working on the telephone machine, the television machine.
And what room are you in, sir?
I'm in the bathroom right now, because I had a little mishap with the ketchup that I brought with me, and it got everywhere. There's mustard too. It's all over.
Okay, but what room are you in so I can send maintenance, sir?
Right, the bathroom. I'm in the process of evacuating my bowels, because we had some situations here earlier. That's just the way it goes sometimes when you're traveling, you know. Hello? Hello?
Good evening, thank you for choosing Motel 6. How may I help you?
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How may I help you?
I'm good. I'm eating sushi in my room, and I'm trying to get the window open, but I can't figure out which room I'm in.
Just walk outside the door. There should be a number outside on the door.
I don't want to go outside.
Well, I can't help you, ma'am. I don't know where you're calling from.
But I'm inside the room, but I'm a little high right now, so I'm disoriented.
Well, that's sorry to inform you, but I don't know where you're at. So you're not calling from a room phone number? I don't know exactly where you're at, so I could tell you your room number.
Okay, but I have some sushi questions.
Travel Lodge, how can I help you?
Hello, Lodge. I need to travel to your location and get a room. Is that possible?
So,
can you
what
provide
type of room
me
looking for, sir?
A room for the vehicle to go from room, and then I lie down and it makes you go to sleep? You know?
What type of room are you looking for, sir?
Well, you know, it's it's inside of a building. It has a bed. It has a nightstand. It has a lamp. Just one bed for me. Yeah.
It's gonna be 85 plus tax, which is 95 after tax.
$10 tax. Yeah, that sounds right. Okay. Now, how do I make the car go in? So I can like go to sleep.
What do you mean by cargo van?
Where does the car go?
There's parking spots.
No. When I'm driving and I approach the lodge, right, and the bed, it's, you know, it's got a place for me to go, and I put the car there, you know? Where does the car go?
You mean you need a car parking nearby your room, right?
Well, yeah, I want the car in the room, you know, because she and I are married.
In
She's
the room?
She's my lover. Yes.
Well,
I married my vehicle, and so we want to consummate our marriage tonight in one of your rooms.
Let me know if you found one of those types of property.
Well, we,
I'd
you
like
can't
to make a reservation on those types of property too.
Yeah, because you know she's got all those holes, you know.
Where the silencer pack?
Yeah,
the
silencer.
Exhaust.
Yeah. Yeah, you like to do in the silencer pipe?
Well, if it's off and if it's soft, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So.
Hey, let me put my dad on the phone. He likes to, you know, go around and do things with the car. You know, he likes to polish her, make her real shiny. You know. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I share my car. I do ride shares with my wife.
So, do you like to make the reservation or no?
Well, if I can't bring my wife, what's the point, you know?
Well, you better know about
the travel
that part,
lodge.
Like you cannot.
Yeah, I thought since you have travel in the name, that meant you know you were accepting of all types.
No, except that type you're talking about.
Oh, see, so you have. Okay, I see. Okay. Well, I'll contact the corporate office and get on the case because this is not right.
This is ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
Make a complaint about it.
Exactly. And that's what I intend to do, sir. All right. Well, you have a good night, okay? I'm going to take this up with the corporate office.
All right, sir.
All right. Good night. Bye.
Ass is phone.
How can I help you? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
This is Sleepin' in Suites. How can I help you?
Yeah, there's some woman up here orgasming and she won't stop. She's in the next room.
Oh, God, yes. Yes.
She's in the room next to me. And she's fucking wailing like a banshee over here.
Yes.
What room are you in?
Yes.
I'm in 215. Oh. She's in 217.
Oh. Put it to her there.
You said you're in 215?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm
a 215. Put that tool in me. Yes.
I don't have a 215.
Yes. That's it. I'm sorry. I knew it was an even number. I don't even know why.
Okay, so 216?
What's that?
So 216?
Yeah. Yes.
Alrighty. I'll be up there in just a minute to see what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know what her problem. I've knocked on the wall several times, and then she just gets louder. She keeps yelling, give it to me, give it to me.
Give it to me. Yes. Fill me up.
Alrighty,
we'll do.
I'll go up there and look.
Yes. Yes. Oh, what? Yes.
You stupid bitch, be quiet. God damn it.
Who's that? Go away. Yes. Yes, give it to me.
Ma'am?
New VR headset.
Good
a shitty mic.
Hi, I have a shitty. There's a shitty in my room.
What?
There's a shitty in my room. Someone made
what
a shitty in my room. There's a shitty. Someone, like, they came in here and they took off their trousers and they bent their hind end over the floor and they made a shitty on the floor.
In what room?
Oh, the bathroom. In the lobby here.
In the lobby?
You know, yeah, the room, it has, like, this lobby area that has, like, a hook and stuff. He made it there, but I'm in the bathroom. But he made it right on the doormat, you know? He made a shitty. And there's people inside the shitty. There's people
okay.
in the shitty. And you can see them, they're walking around in the shitty.
What,
all over the hotel, they're
right
walking
now?
Through the shitty.
What room are you in?
I'm just... I'm in the hallway here. I'm watching everyone walk all over the shitty, and it's getting real shitty.
You are in a hallway. What hallway? I'm watching hallway too. I didn't see you nowhere.
Yeah, I'm behind the camera. I'm inside the camera. I'm touching the camera.
But I don't see you nowhere.
Oh, but I'm here in the shitty.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. City.
Yeah, there's a shitty city right here. It's in my room. And there's people walking through the shitty. Dad? Hello?
What hotel you're staying in? Las Vegas or where?
Oh, no, that doesn't sound right, no.
Yeah, because the way I see, I don't have a hallway. My hotel is outdoor, so I don't know what you're talking about. You might have a hotel.
No. I'm right here. I'm in the you know, the bushes. I'm making an apple pie back
okay,
here.
Okay, so we don't have a bushes either in this hotel.
Yeah, I'm talking about my bush.
Yeah, I think do you drink?
No, are you silly? No.
The way you're talking, because we are not here. We are in Las Vegas, and that's what you call in Las Vegas hotel.
You are not here.
We are in Las Vegas.
I am here. I am a monitor lizard. I am here.
Okay, I am.
I'm on the wall.
Page. Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay.
Oh, I'm holding it. Hello. You're stupid. Hello. Oh, what's happening here? Okay, that's very loud. Sir? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi?
Hi?
Hello? Hi, who's this
yes.
now?
How can I help you?
Oh, I don't know, because there's a man here. He told me, you know, he was getting someone, and then you're here.
Oh, I'm sorry. There is a man with you, and...
No, he's on the phone. He told me that you were the hotel lady. I have to call you and talk to you about the hotel problem. Is that right?
What?
Like, am I supposed to talk to you? Are you... Well, I don't know.
What?
He transferred me to you because he couldn't solve the problem.
Okay, and who are you?
I'm me, and what you are you. And I come in front.
Thank you for calling Howard Johnson by Wyndham, Bakersfield. To make a new reservation, please press 1. To modify an existing reservation, or to speak to the front desk.
Okay, well, I don't know. Are you still there? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here, but
okay.
I don't understand what you want to...
Can you explain what's going on? Hello?
Yes, I don't know what you want me to do.
Hello,
sir?
How can I help you?
Sir? Huh?
How may I help you?
Oh, ma'am, I have somebody online. I don't know if they're playing with the phone, dialing numbers.
Are you in a
room? Who is this?
Asshole.
This is the front desk at the Howard Johnson. The fuck?
You see? He was calling me up. Look, hang up, please.
Hang up.
Thank you for calling Super 8. How can I help you?
Oh my God, you finally answered. Listen, I had to use my cell phone. I threw up all over the phone in my room.
What room?
I was in 215, and I went and I got out of the shower and I got tangled up, and then I fell into the kitchen there in the bathroom toaster, and then it fell into the TV, and the TV's on the floor.
What room are you in?
215, specifically the bathroom.
I don't have a 215.
What room number am I in then? Because this is confusing.
I don't know what's your name?
My name is Dwight, and now the toilet is saying battery low. Where do I gotta replace the batteries?
Battery low.
For what, I'm sorry?
The toilet, there's a voice coming from it's battery low, it's wanting batteries.
You said your name was what, I'm sorry?
Dwight, with the ite. Dwight with the ite.
Battery low.
Dwight with ice.
It keeps saying, and I try to use the bathroom, and it won't let me open the lid.
Hello?
What room are you in?
I don't know what room. I need. How do I find out?
Vapor.
Dwight, I don't
have Dwight on my. Yeah. Dwight is my middle name.
No, I don't have.
Is the name I go by?
Oh,
the fucking fucking glass broke. Mike.
I think you're calling the wrong hotel.
No, the last name is spelled HUNT.
Battery low.
Do you spell his name?
Battery low.
HUNT. I don't have a HUNT.
Mike is my first name.
Battery low.
I understand, but I don't have a Mike in my system, so I'm not too sure.
What is the full name you have?
Battery low.
I'm not sure what room you're in, and so I can't tell you what your full name is.
What is my first and last name?
Battery low.
You're telling me Mike.
Yeah, Mike what?
You said Hurt?
No, HUNT. What is it?
Battery low.
Okay, either way, I don't have a hunt either.
Now put it all together.
I'm sorry?
You're really making me work for this. What is my first and last name together?
I'm sorry?
What is my first name?
Mike.
What is my last name?
Not too sure.
You know it.
The wrong hotel. I'm so sorry.
You're gonna go to hell.
Country Inn and Suites, this is Rose.
Rose.
Hey, hello. Rose.
Hi, how can I help
Rose,
you on?
There's a couple. Whoa, yes, there's a party of us. Hello, Rose.
Huh? What's up?
Rose. I'm in my room, and I'm having some problems with my depression.
Huh?
I'm having some problems. There's a couple of us here. I'm having problems with my depression.
What room are you in?
No. It's not in it's in my head.
I'm not at your house.
No, it's not my house.
Hello? Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for calling Country Inn and Suites. How can I help you?
How do you accommodate to my mental state?
A motel state?
Yeah, a motel state. No. Like, my mental health.
Oh, we don't do room service here.
No, it's not like a room service. But, like, can you give me advice over the phone, maybe?
What room are you in?
Well, like, what do you do when you're sad?
What room are you in?
Why are you asking what room I'm in? You gonna come to my room?
No. What room are
Am
you
in?
Am
I in trouble?
No,
Am
you're
in
not
trouble?
In trouble. You're not in trouble.
Well, then why do I have to give you my room number?
I was just trying to see what room you was in to see if I could help you with anything specifically.
Is my room automated?
Is the
TV's different from room?
Well, thank you for calling.
Are the TV's different
from wonderful night.
God damn it!
What is my number?
Hello, thank you for calling Fairfield and Suites. Thank you for calling me. Is this here? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, what can I do for you?
Hi, my name is Jack. I was wondering if you could accommodate me.
Sure, accommodate you with a room tonight, or what can I help you with?
Well, yeah, see, I'm immunocompromised, so I travel in a plastic sphere. I was wondering if I would be able to get around the property there. It's almost like a human hamster ball, but it makes it difficult to get through doorways.
Okay, then maybe this place is not for you. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're not supposed to be that way. You're supposed to accommodate me because I have an immunodisability or something like that.
Yeah, but with restrictions like that, I don't think that we may be able to accommodate you.
Could you have, like, maybe a transitionary stage where I go into, like, a bag and then go through the doorway and on the other end you help me get back into the sphere?
No, sorry.
No. Can I talk to your manager?
This is the manager.
Oh, I was going to try to pull a Karen on you and ask you for the manager, but who's your manager?
My manager's not on site. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Yeah, I mean, how do I get lodged? I mean, could I use a parking spot? Like, you could wedge something under the sphere so I don't roll away.
No, I'm so sorry, sir. I do have to let you go. I'm sorry I can't accommodate you. You can try a different hotel.
No, I can't.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So,
I mean, I tipped the lady. I gave the lady a $20 tip.
Good evening. Thanks for calling Vagabond North. It's Alexandra. How can I help you?
Hi. What is this now?
The Vagabond North in Bakersfield.
Oh, the hotel. Yeah, that's what I thought. I called Bath and Body Works. I was like, no, I'm trying to call the hotel. What I'm having an issue with, I don't have enough extension cords up here or surge protectors. I'm giving people tattoos for half price on Friday the 13th, and I need some more extensions or something because I got six people up here. Each of them's doing tattoos at the same time, and we're running out of power.
Okay, I do apologize. We don't have extension cords.
Okay, do you have surge protectors, power strips? Those will work as well.
No, we don't have any of those.
Okay. Are we able, if we get our own, because I can DoorDash some, probably from Walmart still at this time. What about the outlets that are in the hallway? Are those able to be used?
The outlets in the hallway?
Yeah, yeah, no. Outside.
Like, and run the power into your room? No.
Yeah, I mean, if not, I'll just run to Walmart and get a generator, and I'll just fire it up out in the parking lot.
What room, sir?
I'm on the first floor. I'm in 115, I believe. I believe that's what we're on. Because we didn't want to do second floor because we do have some clientele that is handicapped and in wheelchairs, so we didn't want to mess with stairs.
So you're on 115 right now?
That's correct. Yeah, we're doing tattoos. We're doing Friday the 13th related tattoos. Normally they're $50. We're doing them for $25. And of course, you know, tips are appreciated as well as expected. So we've got them coming in here. They're doing the the cash
app. Give me
a couple
they're
moments,
doing okay?
All the stuff.
I'll be right back with you. Okay. Sir?
For what now?
I'm gonna find out for you. Okay. Give me one moment.
Oh, what are we finding out? I forgot. You said you don't have the items.
If you can run the generator in your room.
No.
Yeah, no.
No, I don't want to run in the room. People, no. I want to run it outside. I don't want to run it in the room because the fumes will be, to be honest, deadly.
You're not even at the hotel, sir. Could you please stop calling us? Have a great night.
I cannot and I will not.
Thank you for calling back to myself. This is Cheryl speaking. Hello?
You disgraceful vagabond.
Huh?
I said, you disgraceful vagabond.
Oh, I thought it said hang up. Oh,
hello.
Hi. You still selling what you got on the radio machine? Tradio?
Yeah, who's this?
Oh. I'm a private citizen. I heard you on the radio, and it made me kind of hard in the trouser region.
Oh, you called me 10 to 1.
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for the thing, you know.
What thing?
You know the thing.
Anything you want in particular? Socks or what? Hello.
Hi.
Booty call.
Give you a call?
Booty
I am.
I got lost. I don't know what's going on here. I'm calling about the item
doing?
And you're getting all weird. Getting all weird with me. Oh. I'm not sure what's going on. I called about the item.
Oh, I didn't know what item you're talking about.
Oh, not that item.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know. I get some weird phone calls sometimes.
That's how you treat it? You don't know how old I am. That's not good. I could be
12.
I could be 12 for
What's
all
that?
You know. I'm 12 and what is this?
You're what?
I'm 12 and what is this?
Well, what I'm selling... There's this thing that you put up against a tree and throw darts at.
Oh, that piece of shit. Dad.
Yeah, thanks.
Dad, I got him on the phone prank. For you.
Thanks for the prank, pal. Good night.
Suck my cock, Dad. Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's time to wake up. This is the service. This is the wake-up service that you signed up for. It's time to wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Answer your phone. Wake up.
Can I help you? Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I have a big fucking problem here. Are you okay?
Then solve your fucking problem. Don't call here, okay?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hi. Is that what you speak back now? You open your mouth, you say hello, stupid?
What do you say?
I said hello, stupid. You stupid little monkey. You stupid ass.
Yes, you are a pagal. Yes.
I'm the father of your mother.
Yeah, you also same
I'm your
thing.
Grandfather.
You are the same thing, a pagal. Pichi loco.
You are a maracho. You are a maracho gandusala son of a bitch. You.
Are your mom ka chuti. Are my mom ya kal kya
kare. Chuti at you.
Like ya vadaka. Your mom no?
No.
Your sister?
No.
Your wife?
No, your father's sister. Your auntie.
Yay, your wife, no?
No, your aunt. You want to talk to my wife? My wife's here. You don't talk shit about my wife.
Chicago Pizza Curry? Hello?
Hello, this is the Pizza Curry. Pizza Curry place?
Yeah, Chicago Pizza Curry.
Yeah, Pizza Curry. Excellent.
Pizza
I
curry.
Wanted to make an order. About that. Oh, we're okay. Singing. Curry.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes. I'm going to be coming through to make an order. But first, I want to know if it's okay if I rollerblade out. Outside in the parking lot?
You're outside in the parking lot?
Rollerblades.
Let me ask him if we can make pizza right now because it's already 10, right? Wait a minute.
Can we get a curry pizza?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, honey, find
Hello?
Out if they'll order us a pizza.
Yeah.
Make curry sauce.
Hello?
Hello, can we get a curry pizza?
Yeah, but it's going to be, we almost close in 4 minutes.
You almost close?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
goodness.
Like, we close at like 10. So 10, you know what I mean? So
can you deliver that, please?
Brother, we are too late to make a pizza. How we can deliver it?
We can come to you. Like,
oh, yeah, we'll come and pick it up. You don't mind?
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, okay. No. What's your name? Let me see.
It's Mimi.
Can I have a, huh?
Mimi.
Needy.
Me.
Oh, Lily. Okay. All right, Lily. Go ahead. What do you like to order?
Pizza with curry sauce.
Okay. Curry chicken pizza or the veggies?
Wait. See if they got beef, honey. Just find out if they got beef.
You got beef?
No, we got beef. Yeah, we got beef.
Okay.
Where's the beef?
Excuse
is it Kobe?
No, it's just I mean, regular ground beef, you know, what we use for all the pizzas.
That's gotta hurt.
Yep. From the ground?
Yeah, ground beef, yeah.
Ground.
So, we good, or?
So.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you guys want to, I mean, it's already late anyway, so it's like 2 more minutes.
Yeah, we could get that dinner, please. That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, so what kind of pizza?
You can make her either, huh?
No. All right.